to the tape and Bernice after Flint on her parents, Francis and Jack, March 15, 1993. Anyway, we'll start on your dad. And you say he had, would you go ahead and tell about where he was born?
Was born in Washington State.
Okay.
And as a small boy moved to Alberta, Whitecourt.
And their name, what was their family name?
Thomas.
Thomas. And his name was?
Ava Lee.
Ava Lee. Oh, so Lee was his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. And what year was that he was born?
1906.
And so, go ahead. So they moved to Whitecourt.
They moved to Whitecourt, and that's where he grew up and trapped with his brothers.
So the whole family lived in Whitecourt. Okay.
And he came to this country via the Finley River, come in through the north.
And he sort of kind of broke away from his family or never got in touch with them?
Yeah, he just... It's
strange. He just took off and...
Yeah.
I guess a lot of guys did that, you know, things.
And then Carl, he came here, I wasn't very big, maybe 2 or 3 years old, but unbeknown to any of us that he was that brother.
And he lived in Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a story about him someplace. So he lived in, and what did Carl do?
Carl was in logging.
In
fact, he had the sawmill set up here on this place.
Oh, yeah. And of course, he came to visit and visited your dad and mom and all that.
Yeah, and then they worked together in the sawmill and so on. And then Carl went to Smithers and started Smithers Lumber.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And he worked there until retiring.
And so, isn't that something? So they, I guess, was your mother aware of this? Was it changing?
No.
So that was
mother never knew anything about it.
So that'd be the reason that he didn't want to break it.
Yeah.
So Carl sort of came in later and looked him up or found him or something. Mm-hmm. He must have found him by chance, was it? Or?
I don't know. From what I can gather, that Dad sent Carl the money to come out here.
Oh, I see. And he probably told him about his change in name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So I understand that your dad, first of all, did a lot of trapping.
And when he was growing up in Alberta, he did a lot of trapping, and they had some really hard times.
Oh, yes. So there were, of course, other brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh. I'm not too sure how many as yet. There was quite a few of them.
So you're just kind of doing a little bit of research right now, trying to find them.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
It really is, yeah.
That would be very exciting. Oh, isn't that something?
But it was 1936, I believe, when Dad came here, or the spring of 36, or maybe for 35. I can't be sure now.
And
it may be in there.
Oh, yes, it may be in there. Yeah, that's fine. And so then that's when he decided to farm.
Well, when him and Mom got married, he bought this place.
Oh, yes.
And they bought that from Otto Hagen. Homesteaded it, I think, in 1903.
And I guess Otto must have been getting on in age by this time.
He was a fairly young man. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he just went away, or
after? After we bought the place, Otto was here. He wasn't really an old man then, but he did come to see the place.
Oh, yeah. So where did he go to?
I really don't know. They love me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. But he just wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is the original house. That's his house here.
No, this house Mom and Dad built in 1939.
And
Dad were first, when they first got married, they went down to Vancouver Island, and Dad did some prospecting at Sabala.
Oh, yeah.
And Mom was, really the first time Mom was ever away from home, and she said she raised the Pacific Ocean and East that summer.
She, because she was so lonesome,
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Really? Savalas, that's the S-A-V-A-L-O-S or something?
I think it's Z, is it Z?
Oh,
I can't be sure now.
Oh, yeah, okay. And anyway, so that, it was a place on Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm. It's on the west coast of Vancouver.
West coast. And what was he doing there?
He was prospecting.
Oh, yeah. So then, I guess, did that turn out okay, or? I guess he obviously...
I really don't know. I think that he got took to the cleaners on that. I've got a letter that I found amongst some of his stuff from something to do with claims and so on. I think I have the letter here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess mining at the best of times often a risky business.
Anyway. Yeah, that's right.
So then they were just there a short time then.
And then when they moved back here, there was a house and a barn all in one. One side of the building was house and the other side was barn.
So the Norwegian style.
Yeah, and they lived in that while they built this house.
Oh, for goodness sake. So that's where they built this in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, since then, you've done a lot of things to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been renovated several times.
I guess so. But, of course, it was made very sound. It was a very sound building. Very easy to renovate a sound building.
Yeah, well, 11 years ago, we put the basement on this.
Yeah. And so where were you born?
I was born at the Hazleton Hospital.
Oh, so that's after you came back here?
Yeah.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, I was born in December 38.
Oh, yeah. That's right after they came back.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, you're a December baby, ooh, right in the middle of the winter.
I'm not the only one. Marnie and Wanda both are in December.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, Marnie. My birthday's the 19th, Marnie's the 16th, and Wanda's the 22nd.
That's not it. My husband's the 23rd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then, of course, you must have all kinds of memories as a child growing up here, you and Wilfred. Because what year was Wilfred born?
Wilfred was born in 41.
41. Okay. So he wasn't a December baby.
No, he'd have been born in 42.
Oh, yeah.
He's 3 years younger than I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what month was he born?
February the 23rd.
Oh, yeah. So then, you'd be the only child for a little while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you grew up and went to the local school and stuff like that.
Well, when I first went to school, there was no school in the valley because I was the oldest of my generation, sort of thing.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
And I was boarded in Newtown and went to school. Boarded with Mrs. Griffith in Newtown and went to school there.
So there would be like a little school in Newtown, wherever that was.
Yeah. And then from there, they moved to Terrace, and the following year I went to school in Terrace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that helpful? So,
And then from there, they reopened the 4 Mile School.
Oh, it was built already?
Oh, yeah. Mom and all them went to the 4 Mile School.
Oh, I see. So 4 Mile, I see. So 4 Mile School, oh boy, what year was that built?
Yeah, I don't know.
That we built, but you mean your mom went to that school?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, your mom, yeah. I've got to mix up with grandma. Oh yeah, so Wally and all them went to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then it became closed after a while.
Yeah.
Closed after the kids grew up.
Yeah, and then there was our generation that reopened it, sort of thing. And by that time, Mrs. Luxton came to teach when it was reopened.
Oh, yeah.
And she had 2 kids. And there was 2 Haglund's then, I think. Maybe Edith was going to school. There was 3 Haglund kids that went
to
school.
So Haglund's were the ones lived on the school, on the...
Where Sandra Evans is now.
Oh, down there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Wilfred and I. I think that was about it.
So there would be about half a dozen to ten. Well, no, they have 10 kids to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Now, because I know Stokes didn't come like when the school first reopened.
So they came later.
Yeah, and then the Stokes all went to school there.
And then there was also school up the valley though, wasn't there? At that time, there must have been.
No.
And all them, they went to school someplace up there.
Oh, Glenn and then?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a school up there. Oh,
so there was a little school there and a little school here.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Luxton lived in the Petrie and all that. Any school memories that you can think of?
Well, I can remember going to school with Shetland Pony and Cutter. Dad made Cutter for our Shetland Pony. And like Wally was saying the other day, you could always tell by our tracks which way we were going. He said when we went to school, the tracks were all over the road, and when we came home, there was just a straight line of tracks. But Dad built a small barn over there for us to put the Shetland in, and then in the summertime, Wilford rode the Shetland, and I rode a big horse.
Oh, I see. Just rode horseback after that. Because they just, how far was it from here?
About 2.5 miles.
2.5 miles. Okay. And of course, your parents are farmed. They just started getting into cattle and stuff like that?
Well, Dad's main income was from logging in wintertime.
Oh, that's right. They had a sawmill.
Yeah. And they, for years, they made poles.
Oh, yeah. I guess everybody made poles in those days.
And Dad guided.
He started, like, just around here.
In 48, no, they went into the North Country. But
in 1948 already?
Yeah, horseback.
Oh, I see, that's before they went up into the lakes.
Well, there's a few catty lakes they went through.
They did, eh?
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
They had a rough trip. They lost about half their horses coming out.
Oh, my.
But they took all the supplies in with them and the hunters flew in.
Oh.
And Norman Hagen was on that trip.
Was he?
Yeah, he was just really young. And Dal.
Oh, yeah.
And Wally.
Oh, for goodness sake. So that's when it started, 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go up there with your mom?
No, I went up.
Oh, but your mom went up to cook for you.
I went up after we were married and spent about 2 weeks with the kids. And we went from one camp to another, but mom and dad weren't in there at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, your mom went, as soon as they started, your mom would go there in the summer to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the fall.
Yeah.
But she would fly in, would she?
Yeah, when they did this. But she went on that horseback trip in June.
In 1948?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That must have been something. So that'd be sort of an exploration trip then.
Yeah, pretty well, I guess. Well, they had hunters and so on. Eh?
And I guess there was game every place, eh?
Yeah,
you can't say. Of course, that's when they formed the love. Well, of course, when did they name it, the Love and Leaves?
Ooh.
They didn't name it right away.
No, not until they were doing some guiding here in the valley.
Oh, I see. And so, of course, a lot of these people would be guests at your house, too, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any of them stand out?
Fred Bear.
I guess so. And it's a bear, B-A-R, B-A-A-R, B-E-A-R,
mm-hmm.
From New York, is it?
Michigan.
Michigan. So I understand he was quite a person.
Yeah, he really was. He was a real great guy.
Oh, strictly bone arrow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So any other people that stand out?
Dr. Jim Mathley. He was from Washington State.
Mathwig,
M-A-T-H-W-I-G.
From Washington. So they knew me. Yeah?
Aubrey Jones from New Mexico.
Aubrey. O-B?
E-R-Y.
E-R-Y. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
From where did she?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. But he was a Mexican or a
no? No, he was a Mexican. Mm-hmm.
So these people, were they bow hunters or just bears?
They were just hunters.
Just hunters.
Yeah.
So the kind of occurred usually what? Moose and caribou and like that?
Yeah, and bear.
Okay.
goat and so on.
And what?
Goat.
Goat, oh yeah, goat. And of course your dad knew all about how to dress them and fix them and and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mom knew how to feed them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, good. So then they started building cabins up there and stuff like that. Because that was Tapatuli, and then they went to the other lakes after that.
Tapatuli and Tukati and Duty.
And Duty. I know my
that's the camp mom and dad run, no Duty.
A Duty. Oh, so there was one at each camp, cook and guide and all that. Oh, I see. So that was your dad at Duty, and who was at Tapatuli then?
Wally and myself.
And then we Bill at
Bill and Lola.
Bill and Lola. At Tukati. And Raleigh and Marcella at
Tatlatoo.
Tatlatoo. I don't know how to spell them, but I'll get them. So then actually when they were up there they were sort of independent of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because how far away are they from each other?
Oh, they're not that far. I mean,
except that it's bush and
mountain and lakes and so on.
Yeah.
They'll walk from one camp to the other, from Tapatoo to Tukati.
Not very often.
No.
No.
It was a necessity. I think some hunters had their license got into the wrong camp.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And then I guess your dad, what did your dad, he was the one that took a doctor up there. Remember the doctor was coming back to Hazleton?
Oh, that was out on the Babine Range.
Oh, that?
Out across, they took off from Bulky Canyon.
Oh, from the Bulky Canyon.
Yeah, you mean Dr. Hackney, the one that died in the
Dr. Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went off and died.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
Oh, it's from the balcony. That's the balcony canyon.
Dad had guided him in the country before.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just doing this as a favor, you know. This is after Dad had retired.
Oh, yeah. That was the name, Dr. Hackney?
Joe Hackney.
H-A-C-K-N-E-Y.
I think so.
And so your dad, he said, wasn't it that he had to kind of stay with them? Mm-hmm. There were two of them, wasn't one other person with them or something?
No, it was just two of them.
Just the two of them. And they had to wait till the plane came back?
Helicopter came back to get them.
To get them, and that's, oh dear. Yeah, that must have been quite an experience. So that would be, 2 days later or something?
Yeah.
And he died the very first day?
Mm-hmm.
Just the walk up the hill or something. So your dad was guiding for about how many years? What year did he retire? Or how many years was he guiding?
See,
that was 19.
He must have guided until at least 1970.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, at least 1970. So that would be at least 1948 is when he made there, so let's say 1950, so it'd be about 20 years. 20 years of guiding.
It's probably 25, he'd probably be closer than 20.
I see. My goodness. So I guess they had just all kinds of pictures and
there's lots
stories
of pictures
and stuff. Did you get to keep any of them?
Wilfred has them.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I guess, did Wilfred go up with them at all? Did he guide for them at all?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. Oh, so he would have stories about the camp.
Yeah.
And so I'll get those from him then. And so of course you continued, then of course your dad went into the cattle, right? At the same time or more or less?
He never did have many cattle. I think he only had about a dozen at the time.
Oh, I see. Just enough for beef markets.
Yeah.
I see. So his love was, well, I guess it kept him easy.
He had a lot of horses, you know, like for the guiding. And they guided in the valley here and so on.
That's right. They guided up at
Stevens Lake.
Stevens Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Stevens spelled with a V or a PH?
I think it's a V. I think.
Stevens Lake, and what is that other place called? you know, just up the valley.
Oh, Corral Creek.
Corral Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because that they did a lot of the guiding there.
Yeah.
Was that before they went up north?
Yeah, they started in Corral Creek before they went north.
So they went up there in 1948 and...
In 48, that's before they started guiding here.
Oh, right. I see. 1948 is when they started guiding here.
When they went up north the first time, but
yeah.
I mean then they guided here for quite a few years before they went back.
I see. The, I see. 48 to about maybe 1960 or something.
Mm-hmm. And they did, Dad and Bill and Wally did a lot of trapping in the wintertime.
Oh,
right. Oh, in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Wally and Bill did a story on trapping.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because I know when we came in 1963 and Corral Creek was built, operating, you know. And so of course when these people, when they guided here, then the people stayed here then. But your house, did anyone stay?
No, they camped, you know, they stayed at Corral Creek. And
oh yeah, of course, oh yeah. A hunter stayed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Hunter stayed at Corral Creek.
Lots of times they spend a night here, maybe on their way in or their way out.
Yeah. So Corral Creek was the main place for this. So there, was there a cabin in Stevens Lake too?
No, it was tents.
So that there were tents. Tents at Stevens Lake. And their main camp was Corral Creek, and that's a fair bear went there too, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess he liked that. Well, he went up north too, didn't he, actually? Or did he?
I don't know if he ever did go up north.
Where did he make that little movie? Was it here?
At Stevens Lake.
Mm-hmm. So they had, well, they would have a lot of guests just for this area. They operated like Corral Creek for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course your mom went up there to cook, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So then who looked after this place for the regard? They just closed it up.
After we were married, we usually came out and looked after it while we were gone.
Because where did you live before you came here?
2 miles.
Oh, you lived at 2 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Nice.
We did a lot of moving around the first few years we were married. We were in logging camps.
Oh, is that right? Because it mentions in the story that, that's a little bit that I read about you, was that David came from Alberta?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, Saskatchewan. Yeah, David asked Saskatchewan. Well, the whole family moved, didn't they?
Yeah, they moved to the coast first.
Oh, yeah.
And to Pitt Meadows.
Oh, Pitt Meadows.
Yeah. And then in 46, I think it was. No, I can't be sure. I think it was 46. They moved to the Chapman place out Tatler Road.
Oh. So they must have, so they moved to Pitt Meadows many years ago.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Dave was a small boy.
Oh, yeah,
right.
And that's the Chapman place is just about Smithers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, out on Tatler Road.
Oh yeah, Tatler Road. Yeah.
And they farmed there for the Chapman who broke horses. And,
oh yeah.
And they had a few cows. And
so the whole family lived there?
Mm-hmm.
And so there would be Dave and his brother and...
All except for Dave's older sister. She came up, but she shortly went back to Pitt Meadows and married.
Oh, yeah. So, what is Dave's brother name?
Oh,
lots of brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then, that's when you met Dave, when he was a chaplain.
Yeah, when I was 7 years old, never thinking.
When you were 7 years old, you met him?
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
Well, Mom was cooking. Or Dorothy was cooking, Mom was flunky, and Dad was sawing for Chapman.
Oh, so you were working for Chapman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, Dave and his dad and Oscar or whoever, they used to come down and bring butter and meat and all that kind of stuff to the camp.
So your dad and Wally, you said, or Bill?
No. Wally was at Chapman's too, but Dorothy was the cook.
Oh, Dorothy wasn't, but she's not married.
No.
Oh, I see. Dorothy was a cook.
Yeah, and Mom was the flunky.
Oh, yeah.
And Dad was Sawyer, and I think Wally did skidding. Now, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. So, in other words, yeah.
That's when I first saw Dave.
Oh, so you literally played together, because you'd be... No.
Not really, because... Well, he's 5 years older than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, he'd be, about 12 years old,
yeah,
and maybe,
yeah,
helping the men.
Yeah.
And say so nothing kids, to do with girls at that time.
Those kids were really had to really work for me.
Oh, is that right?
They had a pretty rough life of it, really.
Well, Chapman's just, they just sort of ran the mill.
They owned the sawmill.
They owned the sawmill.
Besides, they owned the ranch there.
Oh, I see. So
then I never saw Dave again until about 52 or 63.
Oh, met him all over again.
Mm-hmm.
All grown up. Isn't that interesting? Just how different. People look so different when they've grown up.
Yeah,
different interests. And so then you got serious about that.
Well, not till about 56.
Eh? Oh, yeah. So of course you go to dances or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So 1956, you got married.
No, we got married in 58.
Oh, 58.
Yeah, we went together for about 2 years.
Oh, yeah. And so then where did you live at that time?
In Old Town.
Oh, in Old Town.
We lived in the old Bud Dawson house.
Bud Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
So then, what was Dave doing then?
He worked at the Steen & Brad's for Ernie Pickett.
Oh. I seem to remember him. Ernie Clifford. How do I know? He had to go out to Old Town.
Yeah.
Because like you came here in 1953, you must have had this thing.
No, the Brad's burned down in about...
Oh.
60.
Well, did there any Christmas
time? But they did come, they came back here to visit. You may have met them.
Oh, maybe. So then from there you went to 2 miles, is that it?
No, we were at the Dundas place up the valley. That's what I say, we moved around something awful.
Oh, well.
And Dave worked at the sawmill for Dad and Bill and Wally.
So that was just called...
Love Brothers and Me.
Oh, it was called Love Brothers and Me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Well, they really operated a sawmill for a long time.
Because
mm-hmm. I know, it's so funny, like when you were moving up here, there was a man wanting to build a cabin, wanted to come with us, And he says, well, can you get this rough lumber up here? And I wrote to my fella, but she and I never had any here, so we kind of met them already. Well, how it is with me, instead of just picking up the phone, So then the manager isn't about to say, they're after, sorry, so there's all kinds of rough lumber.
Mm-hmm.
So all boys, those Wally and Bill and your dad, they all had this mill.
Mm-hmm.
And they operated for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sawmill still sits on this place.
Well, then you built all your houses from it, didn't you?
Not this one. But
all the other houses.
Yeah.
So that all the houses that, where Bill lived.
Bill lived and where Esther lived and Wally's house in Smithers.
Oh, really? Oh, isn't that nice? Well, that sure was a money saver, eh?
Oh, that's for sure.
Gosh. Well, isn't that interesting? And so that was it. That was your dad's occupation. So besides guiding hunters, they were running a sawmill. Because I know when we came here in 1962, there were sawmills everywhere. A Taranaki, I always make that an example, that his whole family was Poles.
Yeah.
So then that's what they named their guiding territory, also it's called Love Brothers and Me.
Right.
And that was, you say, they named that 19, well, it'd be about the same time. When they, did they actually have like a, they didn't register it, or they just named it, or they just...
I really don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask the...
Oh yeah, they didn't know, yeah. So that was, well, it's still called that, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's a very big special name. So then, so after the Dundas place, what happened after that?
Oh, where did we go from there? Oh, we lived in a lodging camp, Augustine and Bronson.
Oh, is that right? And of course, they were
in the bush. Yeah.
In the bush. And were your children born by now?
Oh, they were born while we still lived in town.
Oh, I see. So Marnie and Cindy mm-hmm. born in Hagelton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were just little, of course, by now.
Yeah.
They were a long time. Okay, and then after that, 2 miles, you said?
No. Then after that, Southtown, we lived in a little trailer in Southtown, and Dave worked at a railroad siding loading black cars with logs.
Oh yeah, railroad siding. So he just had all kinds of experiences, mostly to do with wood.
Mm-hmm. And then we moved to 2 miles from there.
Oh yeah, and 2 miles then, they say you had a trailer and...
When we lived in 2 miles, we had bought a house.
Oh, you're right. Oh, these were trailers before
then. The trailer in Southtown.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So were your kids at school by the... No, not at school yet.
In 2 miles, Marnie started school.
Oh yeah, so then where did she go to school?
In 2 miles.
In 2 miles?
Mm-hmm.
So what year was that?
You were teaching her. Sure.
I was teaching her?
I'm sure. She was, Grace Lynn was her teacher.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, Grace Lynn came there the same time, year I guess, 1952. She was there for 3 years, 64, 65. So good. Oh, okay. Well, isn't that interesting? She did be a picture of it in the prospect.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, famously. So then, and as you say, that Dave was still employed. Where was Dave working at that time?
When we were in 2 miles?
Uh-huh.
For a while still with the logging outfit, loading logs.
Oh, the same thing at the...
Yeah,
at the
then he went to Arts Garage.
Oh, yeah. So this loading, railroad siding, that'd be like a... It's just called... Was that any particular company or something?
Yeah, what the heck was it called? I think it was Delgar then.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so, and then he went to work at Guard's Grad.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit of mechanic and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for him. So you did that for a little while.
Yeah. And then when we came out here...
And this was, you say, 25 years ago.
Oh, my God, yeah.
19...
Well, the thing was, we were here off and on for 2 or 3 years before Mom and Dad
decided
to sell.
Okay.
We were here the majority of the time, I would say, because, well, the majority of the time, they holiday or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And if there was spring work to be done, we'd come and help Dad. And if they were gone, we'd come and look after things. And
So then it was just logical to just make a deal, and that's when they decided to build that house. No, where did they live?
Yeah, they moved over there.
Oh yeah, they lived there, yeah.
They lived in a cabin the first year over there. We bought the spring of 69.
1969?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they lived in that little cabin that's below that...
Bud Manhattan.
Oh yeah.
While they were building
a house. Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, that must have been quite a big decision to build those houses, I guess. Well, it just had to be something that they had to look into and do. Yeah. Well, that was a a good deal for both of you. I guess there were two different things in the family. And then, did you go into more cattle then?
Oh yeah, yeah. We cleared a lot of land and raised a lot more cattle. And
so what was the largest amount of cattle that you raised?
Well, we had about 52 cows, you know, as our basic herd.
Yeah.
And from there you'd get, you know, 50-51 calves.
And then, of course, lots of hay.
Yeah.
Lots of hay. So then your girls continued to Newtown then, did they? Or where did they
go? No, I drove them to the school up the valley.
Oh, yeah. At the Valley School, because that went on until 1962, I think. We moved in 63. Yeah, and Dee was still teaching.
So
that must have been... Oh, yeah, that went on for quite a while.
Yeah, because I think Cindy was in grade 2 or 3. So that would have made her... Oh, 7 or 8, anyway.
Yeah, because like when she was...
That'd be 68. Anyway, at least.
Well, in 1963 or whatever, when she started school, then when the school, she must have been having a school closed then. No.
Yeah, the kids were going to school up here when the school closed.
Oh, I see, because we closed in 79.
Oh, you mean the Juma? I mean this school.
We
moved here, and then both of our kids went to school up there. I drove the kids to school, besides neighbors' kids and so on. And then it got so I'd make a run first thing in the morning and take the high school kids to the corner to catch the bus, come back in and pick up the public school kids, take them up the valley, and then I'd start all over after school.
But then you got paid for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't much, but it helped.
Oh yeah, those kids see, because there's some to the high school, that'd be Jean and all that. No,
it would have been
design.
The Combses and the Shaws.
Oh yeah, Combs.
Quattros.
Combs and Shaws and Quattros. Yeah, yeah. And then the smaller kids went to the up the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that school, let's see now, when did it close? I don't know, just what year closed.
I think Cindy was in grade
3. Because Jim died in 1970. So, I think Dee was still alive when Jim died.
Well, didn't Dee teach 1 year in town after his school closed?
Oh, yeah. I think she did. Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah. It's because they finally closed and died. Because that school was, I know it opened, shortly before we came, I think, or something. Yeah, it opened because she came there, started teaching. No, it was open before that.
Yeah.
But Dee went to teach there in 1962. And then, so she must have taught there for maybe 10 years. Maybe it was 72. I'm not sure. Because I had a dream about her, when she was
young. No, I don't think it would have been that long.
It wasn't. Well, maybe it was 70. Maybe it's the same year that... Maybe if Jim died, maybe that's when she had to move to town. I mean, she died in 1971 or something. Because I'm sure Jim wasn't, I know Jim wasn't alive when that, because I had a dream about her. All the school stuff was around. And she asked me to take it, you know, to gather all a bunch of stuff and off. And it was so vivid, so I was telling thinking about it. I thought, so I woke up and I thought, I don't know about this. So then the kids from there went to high school, of course.
Well, the school up the valley, they went to the John Field School.
Oh, when this school, oh yeah, John Field. Oh yeah. So they went down there for a little while.
Yeah, and then they went to the high school. And
Any special thing about your kids going there? Well, Cindy has isn't that the scientists all right now?
Dyslexia?
Dyslexia?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's the D-Y-S.
Yeah, I don't know
either. And there are ways, all kinds of ways now to contract it. And she's pretty well mastered it now.
Yeah, she still has some problems, but I mean, as far as reading and so on, it takes her a little longer than most.
But they just, nobody knew what to do and what to do.
Yeah, and, you know, I kept going to Mr. Hetney and...
Oh, well, Hetney.
Yeah, well, that was the thing of it. When I first went in, oh, she's your kid. I thought she was, I don't know, like an orphan or whatever. And that just picked me right off right there. But Alice Maitland helped Cindy a lot.
But then
Cindy helped herself a lot by taking different courses and so on after she went to Edmonton.
And that's where they were able, they knew what was the matter and they knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So then, so they both graduated here.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy did graduate in grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, Marty got married pretty young, didn't she?
Yeah, Marty got married before she graduated.
Did she really?
Yeah, Marty was 17 when she got married.
Oh, so right. So she never graduated then?
Yes, she did.
Oh. Yeah. So she went to school as a married lady?
Yeah. For 1 year, yeah.
And did they live here then at that time with you? Or where did they live?
When they first got married, they lived in town.
Oh, yes.
And then they moved up to Pat and Drew's house.
Oh, like, oh yeah, that's where they were, because Drew moved?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where, and even Larry moved, lived there for a little while before he built his house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then finally they started building a house here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have no problem getting that shut off for them and stuff.
We can transfer it now. Just after 2 years, we were going to do it last week, and then the lawyer had to be in court the day we had set up.
Oh, yeah.
Probably next Monday.
That's 5 acres or 10 acres?
No, it's about 3 acres.
Oh, really?
Land Commission wouldn't go for anymore. Because of being within the AOR.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't that nice?
But it took almost 2 years.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, I guess
and if it hadn't been for the lawyer we had and the surveyor we had, it probably would have taken a lot longer.
Oh, so who was your lawyer?
Gary?
And Italian Hayden.
And Smithers.
Oh yeah. I don't know, so few lawyers. And the surveyor from Jeff Smithers too.
Yeah. Global.
Well, that's nice. So they, of course, there, my goodness, their children, wow, that's so nice. What's their oldest daughter?
Wanda.
Wanda is what, grade?
Grade 10.
Grade 10 right now. And doing very well.
Yeah, for sure. She's in grade 11 art by correspondence. She's getting A's and A+.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But is she taking art in school too?
I think her and Mr. Burley got some kind of a deal. I don't think she's actually taking an art course in school this year.
Oh, I see.
Because she had to take some different courses for her credit.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So she's taking sewing this year.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, after Wanda, it's who now?
David.
David, and what grade is he in?
He's in grade 7.
Oh, yeah. So he's still in the Kipfel?
Mm-hmm. We go to high school next year.
But they both have really good schooling in Kipfel School.
Oh, really, yeah.
So they have so many privileges here.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, those kids have, you know, did really well when they went, like Wanda did, when she went to high school, you know, plus her friends and so on that went to school from the Valley.
Yeah.
And Kipfel. They have done really well, all had good marks.
Oh, that's good. So that Kipfel School went to, like, Carol taught there for it. 2 years or something, they had that mark or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just, oh. And then the school went through a very big transformation.
Oh.
And then, of course, this the guy that was there before, the principal.
Carrie Wing.
Carrie Wing, of course, he was so great. And I guess in the principal tree.
Oh, yeah. Reinhold is really good.
Brian, is it?
Reinhold.
Oh,
Brian Beiser.
Ryan. Because they had trips for swimming and trips for this.
Yeah, but the kids have been going this past week. Well, the past month, really. The ski trip just about every week.
Isn't that wonderful?
Off the ski hill.
Yeah. And it's really funny about these, the dollars, you know, they, I don't know. I don't think they send that to this.
Yeah, I know. It's, that's like, what was it?
The trip way up to Alaska or something.
Oh, that was David's class last year.
Yeah.
And David said to me the other night, he said, Grandma, you know, if I had the money, he said, I'd go up to Alaska Panhandle again. He said, that's just beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alaska trip and just give up that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, at Christmas time, the band put on a band concert at the high school.
Oh, and the band for gifts?
No, the kids at the high school.
Yeah.
And, Wanda was in band last year. That's another thing that she's not in this year.
Oh.
Is band, but she takes, Anyway, she takes band at noon, so she's still
in it.
You know, in it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So I went to the band concert, and because it was a Christmas band concert, Marcus is in the band. Oh. But.
He couldn't be in it.
Couldn't be in it. It's just not all right.
No, it
is. The kids, I'm sure, must really feel it.
Well, I don't. They mean right now, I guess, have no choice, but I guess the time will come.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Wanda play?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. All right. Yeah, there's all these bands and figure skating and all that came in after my kids graduated.
Oh, I know Wanda's on the go so much, and we've been after her to slow down a little bit.
So what else?
She never has a noon hour to herself.
Oh my.
Because she, you know, she takes band one noon hour and then, what do you call it?
Was she in the play? Oh, she had something to do with the play.
Oh, she did the designing.
Designing for the play?
For the props, yeah.
Yeah.
And, what the heck is it? Oh, counterattack program, she's in that.
Counterattack up against alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol,
yeah.
And, you know, they have to go different places and
so on those.
And there's, I don't know really what all else she does at noon, but I know she doesn't have a free noon hour.
Yeah.
And it gets to be just a bit much.
Yeah, well, it's like Julie, she's also way too many things.
Well, Wanda last year, they figured she had a seizure about this time last year.
Oh, dear.
And they figured it was just caused from stress.
Yeah.
You know, just involved in too much. So try to slow her down, but she's always taking on more.
Yeah. Oh, well. She must be happy to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gloria, that's been a fact of intensive care, I understand.
Yeah. First we heard she had a heart attack, and then Ben DeVoe said it was blood clot.
Oh, that's cute. She had blood clot. Oh. Good grief. Anyway, and David, is he inclined in any special way?
He's a real handy kid. He's really like on the machinery around here. I mean, he can load the big round bales and unload them. And
well, he'll have his future all made up. Any kid that learns all that stuff when he's young can fix his car in the future and all the rest.
Yeah, he's always out at the shop with the guys and his own things and so on.
So they'll be. So anyway, of course, the face of the valley is changing, and the face of Hazleton is changing, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess, and of course, you are selling.
Yeah.
And hoping to get a buy. Well, you haven't bought it yet.
No.
Buy dealer.
No, we don't plan on buying it until the deal is gone through.
Yeah, of course. And then, of course, you'll traipse around. Of course, look up these.
Oh, we missed one of Marnie's kids, too. Miss Laurie.
Oh, dear.
Loriana.
Loriana. How old is she?
She's nine.
She's nine already?
Mm-hmm.
She's a baby. So she's grade three or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she goes skating and skiing and all that stuff.
Swimming.
Isn't that wonderful to have a pool in Smithies?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, that was long trips when the kids made them tear
for
their swimming lessons.
But that's what I'm looking forward to, the swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Cindy, your daughter, Cindy. So when did she get married?
Oh, I gotta think this back. She's been married 9 years.
And what's her husband's name?
Brian Bellingroth.
How do you spell his last name?
Bellingroth.
Oh, yeah. Bellingroth. Oh, yeah. And so he's a, what is he now?
He's in air conditioning and refrigeration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, that's a big profession, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big.
It's kind of neat the way they met. Cindy went north to cook in a camp for Carl Osmuller.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian was in there guiding for Carl Osmuller.
And that's how they met.
Yeah.
And then, of course, and then Cindy, didn't she have, she had something going on up here?
Oh, yeah, she did expediting for Kid Creek Mines.
Oh, yeah. Expediting, what's that?
Bringing out the groceries.
Oh, I see.
Delivering people.
Oh, yeah. For what kind of mines was that?
It was, first it was Texas Gulf Mines.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was changed to Kid Creek.
K-I-D-D?
Mm-hmm.
They're out of where?
They were out of Ontario, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So she did that one whole summer or something, didn't she?
For 2 years.
Oh, for the, and she lived right here?
Mm-hmm.
So she was taking pictures and...
Mm-hmm.
She likes photography, isn't it?
Yeah.
Photography. Mm-hmm. I guess photography and sewing, isn't it?
Yeah. She does a fair amount of painting, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Isn't that great? And of course, a big Edmonton gal, and now a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her little baby's name?
Kale.
How do you spell that?
K-A-L-E.
K-A-L-E. You don't dare take a chance because every spelling is different.
Yeah.
Kale, and that's a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, so when was he born?
January 2nd.
Oh, gee, just missed it by one day. Oh, and that must be a big pride and joy.
Yeah, for sure.
So then, of course, right now you're going to take off and look up all the roots?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Look up your dad's roots and cousins and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, oh yes, I have those little pictures I have, and then I discovered this summer, or this, yeah, this summer, well, I just never said that. When you make laser pictures, you can't copy them. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Because I found the ones that we made, that you made
mm-hmm.
for me, and I thought, oh, we can't print these. You know, you couldn't print them in a book.
Because
mm-hmm. you can't, they're not...
Yeah, you can't copy them.
So do you still have, you must still have the addresses and all that business of all these people that you contacted for the family, for the Valley Reunion?
I think Marnie still has.
She has them. Oh, okay. And then of course the pictures where you just have your own personal ones because
mm-hmm.
you returned a lot of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I realized this when I was looking for this stuff. I was like, we can't print these, you know, because like I got them from the Hallidays one time, and I was going to Vancouver and I put them through this, I don't know what they call it, PRT or whatever it's called, and I got some pictures done, and they're ready for it. It could be used any time, like
mm-hmm.
use black and white. Oh well, I'm sure we'll find lots here and there. And, so anyway, looking back, I guess looking back at the valley and looking back at Hazleton in general, what changes strike you the most over the last
I think the change in the road. I remember the year I went to school in Paris, I came home.
Well, you went to school in Paris?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have that.
I think maybe they did. Came home for Easter, and it took Mom and Dad 24 hours to get to town. So they decided that that was good enough. They visited with me in town, and I stayed in town. And I spent my Easter holidays there, and then went back there.
But I think you saw your Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, the hydro, naturally.
Yeah, the hydro was a big thing.
That was a big thing. And
the changes in general, like, you know, the population and so on.
Population and the community changes, I guess you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, schools for one thing.
Yeah.
The community schools and of course hospital and all that. So what are your greatest memories to take away with you if you were, say, moved to Talpa or wherever?
I don't know, just the family fun times, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, when Mom and Dad were alive, we were Marnie and Dawn and then it was Wanda and David. We'd go camping and do things like that together.
Yeah. And then, of course, you say you made a trip, did the whole family, did you take the kids up north, too, once in a while?
I took once, just once.
It's great. So, I think that's great. It incorporates